If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 5 this morning. Praise God. Revelation chapter 5. You have your place. Stand with us in honor of the reading of the precious, precious Word of God this morning. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And the Bible says, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came, and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. But Charles, I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help for a little while, on this thought. A forfeited inheritance. A forfeited inheritance. As we look at this and we see in the Word of God, as John the Revelator is beginning to show us a picture, and we see in the second vision that John has, we see this situation in heaven. And we see, he said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Now, who's sitting on the throne? None other than God Almighty. God Jehovah is sitting there. And he said, I see a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Now we see this book, it's written and it's sealed up. Amen. And we can see this if you study Jewish custom. You see, that's how they would forfeit inheritance. If they wasn't able to retain their inheritance, they would write it up in a volume of a book. They would roll it up and they would seal it. And that was a sign that they would forfeit. They'd give up that inheritance. As we look at this morning, we can see what's happened in the world is humanity. We have forfeited our inheritance. God gave us inheritance when he put Adam and Eve, our forefathers, in the garden. Amen. To tend it, praise God, and keep it for the glory of God. But they lost that inheritance because of sinfulness in their life. What happened? We see that the devil come along and he, praise God, and he, because of sin and because of iniquity, praise God, he caused us to lose that inheritance. The seed of Adam lost that inheritance. Now, as we look at this text here today, and we see this seven-sealed book that he's talking about here, and I want you to just vision this. Oh, what happened? The Bible said it was written on the front and on the back. It was rolled up and it's sealed. And what we have here to show the magnificence of the law of the inheritance, we see, Brother Jeff, seven books. One rolled up and sealed, another rolled up and sealed, and another rolled up and sealed, till they get to the seventh book. And they roll the seventh book up and they seal them all with the seventh seal. And we see these books. What's talking about there is the magnificence of the forfeiture that we lost when we lost, I praise God, our grace in God Almighty in sin in the garden. Amen. And the forfeiture do we lose today if we deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ? And we lose everything. We lose our inheritance. We lose our opportunity to be a child of God. Amen. But God made a way. Even in that great forfeiture that we had lost because of sinfulness, because of sin in the garden, when man got in the way of God's way. Amen. If we ain't careful, our way will get in the way of God's way. We'll not take time to love God like he loves us. We'll not take time to reciprocate to God the goodness that he has for us. You know what happens when that takes? Praise God, the usurper comes along. Amen. The usurper, the swindler, the deceiver, praise God, which is the devil and Satan, and he'll take away our inheritance. Amen. Amen. We'll forfeit our inheritance. We'll give it to the devil. I won't say, praise God, I don't want my children, I don't want my people, I don't want the world, praise God, to lose their inheritance. God's gave us a mighty inheritance today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And we can see that here in the Word of God. Amen. So we see here, there's a book here, it's rolled up and it's sealed. And I want to say this book is a book of redemption. And people are waiting, praise God, they're anticipating when that book will be opened up and redemption will come. Amen. But then in order for that book to be opened up, for redemption to come, we have to have a redeemer. There has to be somebody that can open that book. Amen. That great book of redemption. That book that has the answers. Amen. But that person that come, that person do that, had to be one that was worthy. Amen. He had to be qualified to open the book. Amen. Had to be somebody, praise God, that was worthy to take that book. Amen. Not just any man could take it. It had to be a man that was worthy. A man that could stand up. A man that was qualified. Anyway, it had to be a kinsman. A kinsman redeemer had to take the book and open up the seals. Not just anybody could do that. Do you understand that this morning? Amen. It took a special person. It took a special man, praise God, to open the book and to break those seals. Because iniquity and sin, our inheritance, had been bound up and sealed and taken away from you and I. Amen. Think of it. The devil, deceiver, praise God, he stole our inheritance. It was ours, praise God. God had done put it in our hands, but the devil come along and he stole it. He took it away from us. But God Almighty wasn't satisfied with that because he's God. Because through his marvelous grace and the love it has for you and I, praise God, he said, I'll make a way. Amen. So he come to where we was. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to buy it back through a kinsman redeemer. He said, I'm going to send a qualified person. He said, I'm going to send somebody, praise God, that's going to be able to be a kinsman, to be able to buy it back, to purchase it back. So he sent somebody our way, praise God, to restore us. Amen. To the rightful means that God give us to have a relation with him in glory. See, the usurper, praise God, the old enemy, the devil, slew foot, Satan, praise God, the alien of this world, praise God, he came and he stole our inheritance away from us. Ripped it right out from under, praise God, our forefathers. Took it away from us, praise God. Didn't want you and I to have it. But I'm glad that they was a God Almighty. Amen. Who looked down upon us and loved us enough that he wanted to restore that relationship. And he done it through his grace, through faith. Amen. But we had to have a redeemer. So we have here in the story of John the Revelator, we have the book. Amen. We have that book. It's rolled up and it's rolled up and it's rolled up. It's written upon on the front and the back. And it's rolled up and it's sealed and it's sealed. It's sealed. It's sealed. And no man can open it. Amen. So we have that book. And then we have a strong angel, the Bible says in verse 2. And a strong angel proclaimed with a loud voice. And he asked this question. Now notice this strong angel. You say, well, preacher, angels have all kind of power. Why didn't that strong angel take the book and open it? Because this strong angel, praise God, was not worthy. He was not qualified. He was not a near kinsman. Amen. He was an angel created by God to do the bidding of God. But he still wasn't fit, worthy, or qualified to open the book or to take it from God's hand. Amen. Praise God. So that strong angel proclaimed loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals? Amen. He said, first that person had to be worthy, qualified, in order to take the book. Amen. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Glory to God. The Word was able to take the Word. Amen. The Word was able to reach out with and praise God and become the Word. Amen. And none other in the universe, praise God, could take that Word out of the hand of God. Amen. That sealed up, Brother Bill, that sealed and sealed and sealed and sealed and put in and hold, been held in the hand of an Almighty God. And he said, there's no man. He said, who is worthy? And the Bible said, there's no man. No man in heaven nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open a book, neither to open thereof, or look thereon, praise God. He said, nobody was able. Amen. Now you see what's taking place. You see that mighty voice goes out, that angel with a loud voice that went out to all the world. Amen. To the portals of glory, to the heaven and the heavenly of heavens, and to the earth and the earth and that that's beneath the earth. He said, "Who's worthy?" Amen. He cried out and nobody responded. Amen. But God Almighty was given opportunity for anybody that would stand up. Anybody could stand up. Anybody would reach out. Amen. But nobody could reach out and take that word. Nobody could take that scroll. Amen. So we see a book. We see a strong angel. And we see the search that's made. Search throughout the portals of glory. Search throughout all the world. The world's without end. The stars and the galaxy, praise God. The word went out and said, "Who is worthy?" And I can see in my mind as John, Brother Jeff, as John looked around and he was listening here. He's listening here. Somebody say, "Here I am, Lord." But nobody stood. Nobody called out. Nobody, but nobody proclaimed that they were the one that could take that word. Amen. And the Bible says, now watch this. The Bible says that John said in verse 4, "And I wept much." John broke down with a great lamentation. He began to cry and to weep and admonish, praise God, that there was no man worthy. Amen. He had heard the call go out. He had seen the reaction. And as I believe time brought in, I believe it stopped and paused in eternity. Amen. When the cry went out, "Who's worthy?" Amen. The whole world would stop. It's like if we were in a great auditorium. And somebody come along and they had something that we longed for, but something that was of great value, but we couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford it. You couldn't afford it. But somebody comes along and say, "Hey, here's this is to be had. Who will take it?" And we all just stop in silence and we look one to the other. Is there anybody here that's able? He looked out John said they looked all over the world. They looked in the heaven of heavens. They looked in the earth. They looked beneath the earth. They looked everywhere. They listened for a reply. Total silence. Total silence. And John says, the Bible says, he said he began to weep and lament. "Oh no, God, surely there's somebody." And just about the time John was about to give up, just about time God thought there was nobody, he said, "I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." He said, "There wasn't nobody even worthy to look at the book." Amen. God tells us, just said, John just wept bitter tears. His heart was in anguish. His heart was being torn out. He said, that means there's no hope for humanity. Amen. But then, now this mighty angel, now you got to picture this. This mighty angel heralds out there. He said, "Who's worthy?" Amen. Nobody moves. Amen. But then one of the elders. Now watch this. It ain't a mighty angel, but it's an elder. In verse 5, it said, "One of the elders said unto me." Amen. Now this is one of the ones that had been saved by the marvelous grace. Regenerated, praise God. Through the knowledge of the Word of God, had been regenerated and born again, praise God. Amen. Because he believed the Word of God. Amen. Said, "One of the elders said unto me, weep not." He said, "Listen," said, I've come through it, praise God. He said, "I've come through, I've been redeemed, I've been regenerated, praise God. I'm here because God loved me and I love God." Amen. And he tells him, he said, "Hey, listen." He said, don't cry. Stop your weeping. Stop your lamenting. He said, "Behold, pay attention. Quit crying and look to see," praise God, "who it is that's doing, fixing to do the most marvelous thing that the world and the cosmic atmosphere has ever known." Amen. I don't know. I know I'm goofy. I picture my head. I say, God, please paint me a picture to help me just show them what you showed me. But I could see John as he's on his face and he's weeping. He's crying. Buckets of tears is running out of him. Amen. And that elder says, John, weep not, son. Look up and behold the glory of God. Amen. And John, I can see as he raises up from being prostrate on the ground, gets up to his knees, he begins to look up, tears flowing down his face, and he says, behold, look and see. Amen. And he said, behold, pay attention. He said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Amen. Praise God. He said, look to see, John, at the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, praise God, has prevailed. Israel had told Joseph, he said, you got these sons here. But he said, praise God. And he went in there and he put his hands on him. And Joseph said, not so. He said, you've laid a blessing on the younger one. Amen. And Israel's eyesight was going. He couldn't see good. And Joseph went to take his hand off the little one and put it on the big one. And Israel said, no, wait a minute. He said, I know what I'm doing. Amen. He said, I'm going to bless Judah, praise God. And he'll be as a lion's whelp, praise God. He'll crouch. He'll rise up, praise God. He'll come submissive. But glory be to God. One day he'll reign with a rod of iron. Amen. He'll come as a submissive. That person that was incarnated in the flesh and dwelt amongst men. But he'll raise up as God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. Joseph probably didn't understand that. Probably didn't make a whole lot of sense at the time. But as history prevailed, and the devil tried to deceive, and the devil tried to destroy, and the devil tried to tear down, God Almighty used it as a stepping stone to build up. Amen. I'm glad He's built up something today that you and I can be partakers in. That's glorious beyond measure. Amen. Can't even express it. But he said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Root of David. Amen. He said, not only is he going to rise up as a lion's whelp, but praise God, he's going to come from a kingly line. Amen. Praise God. He's going to be one that'll rule with authority, praise God. And his authority won't be an earthly authority. It'll be a heavenly authority. Amen. Glory to God, youngins. I tell you, you've been born again. We ought to just become submissive before God Almighty and say, Lord Jesus, here am I. Praise God. Take me and use me for your glory. The Bible says one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Look at me. Amen. Amen. You might as well do it now. Amen. Just go ahead and submit and do it now. Just praise Him for His glory and His magnificence. Amen. As God is heaven. Let Him be your Lord of Lords. The King of Glory. Because He's going to be anyway. Amen. So we see this thing. Praise God. We see Him move up. He says, no one's worthy. But the elder said, yes, today's one of the tribe of Judah. He's rose up. Amen. He stepped up. In John, verse 6. Now watch this. John said, I beheld. He said, behold, look, pay attention. And John rose up, he wiped away the tears out of his eyes. And he looked, praise God, and there was God Almighty in the flesh. Amen, glory be to God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Bible says, he said, I beheld and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts and of the midst of the elders. All those saints of old, praise God, and all those new, all those Old Testament saints and all the apostles, praise God. It speaks of 24 elders, praise God. That's magnified there. It's the elders and the prophets, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ and His disciples that rose up, praise God, to call and proclaim the name of Jesus. No greater name in the world than the Lord Jesus, praise God. You want a testimony, glory to God. You don't have to tell them about this or that or what you've done, you ain't done. Just lift up name and say, Jesus. Amen. Everybody in the world knows that name. They may pretend like they don't. And these people that don't know what it means altogether. Amen. But everybody in the corners of this world, deepest, darkest places in the jungle, know the name of Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. The Bible says it's been proclaimed to the ends of the world. Amen. And but he said, people have forgot to remember God. Amen. Why does the jungle man need the gospel? Amen. Because he needs to be saved. He needs to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. Amen. Just like you and I, praise God, we need the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins and to draw us to a Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we see the sadness of the saint. So there's no hope. But then we see a satisfied saint when he sees the Savior. Amen. Praise God. The most satisfaction I get is when the Lord shows me the Savior. Amen. I'd rather see the Savior, praise God, through the Word of God than anything I know. Amen. Boy, I like him old stories of the saints and all. But boy, I love it when God paints me up and shows me the Savior. Amen. We're living in a world that's looking for utopia. Amen. Everybody wants everything to be great. Everybody wants everything to run smooth. Everybody wants to have wealth and health and all the things this world seems like it could give. We're looking for a utopia through our philosophy. We're looking through for a utopia through psychology. Amen. Trying to meditate and find our way in our minds, praise God, to a holy God. I want to say the only way we'll find our way to a holy God is through our heart. Amen. Amen. The mind of man is deceitful. Amen. The heart of man is deceitful. But the heart of God, praise God, is that'll inform us and help us and draw us out to Himself. Give us the power to fight another day. But we're looking for a utopia we'll never find. Sought after everywhere and never found, praise God. But the word goes out, it says, behold, the cry of this elder. Now I want to say that's been the cry of the church throughout the centuries. Amen. The church has been crying, behold the Lamb of God, as John did in the wilderness. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. You still carrying around your old baggage of sin? Amen. You ought to just give it to Jesus and let Him take it away. He said, take upon me, take my cross, take my burden. I'll swap with you. Amen. You just praise and glorify God the Father, praise God. And I'll take all those burdens from you. I'll bear them within myself. Amen. Well, then I can't carry it. The load's far too heavy. But Victor, it's too heavy for us to carry. But there's a God of heaven said, I'll take your heavy load. I'll exchange with you. Amen. Glory be God. There's a long while ago, glory to God, I exchanged burdens with my Savior. Amen. He carries all that stuff I ain't able to tote. Amen. It got too heavy for me. I gave it to Him. I put it in His hands. I said, here, Lord, You carry this, and I'll just carry Your gospel and tell everybody how great You are. Amen. It's worked out pretty good. Devil don't like it. He'd like to kill me. Amen. He'd like to take me out. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I got a God of heaven who's preserved me until that glorious day of redemption when He'll call me unto Himself. Amen. I know I've got an appointment. It's appointed man, every man wants to die and after this a judgment. I know that appointment's lingering out there somewhere, praise God. And if it be tomorrow, glory to God, my time runs out, that'll be all right too. Glory be to God either way. But glory to God, while I can, I'm just going to keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Waving that old bloodstained banner, praise God. Proclaiming the death, the burial, and the resurrection of a Savior. Amen. Amen. Do you know who I'm talking about this morning? Do you know who I'm talking about this morning? I'm talking about Jesus, our Savior, praise God. The saving force of humanity. He said, I beheld. John said, I looked to see. You know what's wrong with the church today? They ain't very many of us looking to see. Oh, we'll look. Amen. We'll look for our utopia in the church. We'll look for our utopia in religion. Oh, we'll come in and we'll partake in all the rituals and the rites, praise God. But we'll never come to see the Savior. But if we'll come one time and come through those doors, we'll darken those doors coming in with a humble heart, pray God, in a teachable spirit, and say, Lord, Lord God of heaven, just show me the Savior, and it suffice me. Amen. Glory be to God. It'd make all the difference. And John, the Bible said that John, he said, I beheld. And in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. Amen. A lamb as it had been slain. Amen. Now something about the lamb. I was thinking about this when the Bible tells us about the told the Israelites, told the people, he said, you've got to take a lamb. Amen. And said, you've got to offer it for a sacrifice. Amen. And Israel didn't have no problem with that, Brother Bill. I said, oh yeah, that's no problem. Look out, Lord, what you've given us. There's an abundance of lambs. Lambs are everywhere. But God said, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're missing the whole picture. He said, it's not just any lamb. He said, it's the lamb. Amen. Glory to God. Well, if I had good knees, I'd jump that high. Amen. But he said, you take that lamb, the lamb. I said, what kind of lamb? He said, a lamb without spot or blemish. Amen. They had to go through them, Brother Jeff, and sort them out. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of the world that would say, I'm as good as Christ. But I want to say there's only one that is the Christ, the anointed of God, the precious Lamb of truth. But God didn't stop there. God didn't stop there. You know what he said? He said, I want you to take that lamb, the lamb. He said, I want you to take your lamb. He said, I want you to take it for 4 days. Glory. He said, I want you to take it for 4 days. And he said, I want you to take it into your house. He said, I want you to love it. He said, I want you to feed it. I want the children to be involved with it. Amen. I want the children to get used to it. I want you to show the children how to tenderly embrace the little lamb, that perfect lamb, that spotless lamb, praise God. You know what's wrong with us today? Our society, our humanity, our Christianity, we forgot to bring the little spotless lamb into our house. Robert Roberts, that's where we messed up. We didn't bring it in. Oh, we've seen it from afar. We talked about it. We knew of it. But we didn't bring it into the house. It was the lamb. But you didn't make it your lamb. Amen. But God Almighty said, you bring it into the house and you make it your lamb. Amen. Said, you love it. You hold it. You caress it. You bottle feed it. You hand feed it. You make it yours. You love it in every way you can. You show it affection. Not just one day. Not just 2 days. He said, but for 4 days. You know how long they say it really takes to get attached to something? After the third day. Amen. You begin to... It's not just a responsibility, but it becomes something that you're passionate about, that you've become accustomed to having, to caring for. It becomes part of who you are. Amen. That's why the adoption agencies, they want you to take a little puppy or a kid, they want you to take it and keep it for at least a week. Amen. Because in that time, you learn to love it. Even when you bring it home the first day and it tears up your best slippers. Amen. But after a few days, praise God, you can even forget about that. But he says, I want you to take that little lamb. So I want you to bring it to the house for 4 days. And so I want you to love that little lamb. I want you to know that little lamb. I want you to caress it. I want you to feed it. I want you to acknowledge it. Amen. So I see these little children. And they take that little lamb into the house. And Daddy brings it in. He sets it on the floor, and it's, you know, running around on its little legs, and it's checking everything out. And before you know it, the little children, they begin to go over Luke, and they begin to pet that little lamb. Oh, it's so soft and fluffy, just like a little cloud. It's just as though it come from heaven. Have you ever noticed a little lamb? They're just as fluffy. That's why, praise God, that's why they're fluffy like cotton. Praise God, you just rub them. Boy, they're just... And they begin to pet it. They begin to love it. And the next thing you know what they do, Luke? They get it up in their arms and they're carrying it around. They're loving it to their bosom. They're taking it to themselves. And Mom and Daddy look around, and there's Junior and the little girl and the little boy, and they're carrying that little lamb around, and they're being real tender and real careful with it. And they're loving it and caring for it and feeding it. Hey, praise God. With a tender heart of compassion. Amen. Praise God. When we get the lamb, praise God, and we bring it, the lamb, and we bring it, our lamb, we bring it into our house, and we love it, glory to God. They said, after the fourth day, the Bible said it had to be slain. It had to be offered up. You said, well, that wouldn't be no big deal. It would after you'd loved it for 4 days. After you had loved it and cherished it and petted and fed it and cuddled it, praise God. Held it in your arms. Held it to your heart, praise God. And then they had to take that little lamb. And they took it out there before the altar. And they'd split it, slice its throat. Amen. Can you imagine your family as they go out there and that daddy takes that little lamb. And when that daddy, that leader of the household, when he takes that little lamb, their lamb, and he takes it in his arms, and he takes a knife in his belt, and he goes out, he starts to go out, and that mama follows him out, and those little children start to follow him out to offer up the sacrifice to slay this little lamb. You know what's taking place behind daddy? The same thing that's taking place in daddy. Amen. The tears is rolling down his face, and he's weeping. Because this little lamb had been made part of the family. Daddy loved it. Mama loved it. Those children loved this little lamb. Amen. What's wrong with us today is we don't love the lamb. Amen. We were brought up. We haven't been brought up to love the lamb. Amen. Yeah, we haven't took him to our home. We haven't loved him. We haven't made him part of our family. But that daddy took that little lamb. The Bible says he stood as though he had been slain. Amen. That little lamb was taken out there and he was laid on that altar. And as the family gathered around, as they wept bitter tears, the tears rolled down. The daddy had to take that knife and pull up its little head and slice its throat. And that blood poured out of that little lamb. Amen. You said, did it affect them? It could not help but affect them. Amen. The precious Lamb of God come to die for you and I, praise God. Does it affect us? If He's our Lamb, praise God. If He's your Lamb, it ought to affect you when the blood starts flowing. You know, I think that's why it's so good around here. When you get to talking about the blood, praise God, people come plumb out of their seat. Amen. Because we realize it's the precious blood of Jesus, the precious Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. God made a way. Amen. Brother Bill, that we could bring him into our house. You could bring him into your house. You could love him and pet him and caress him and hold him and praise God and feed him and be fed from him. Amen. So he could be slain for you, praise God. He said, there stood a lamb as it had been slain, praise God, as it had been slain. He said, that lamb that was taken, that lamb that was raised up, that lamb that was offered up, that lamb that had been slain from the foundations of the world. Amen. When Adam and Eve failed in the garden, glory to God, Jesus said that before that ever happened, Jesus said, when that happens, I'm going to go. And I'm going to take place. I'm going to become sin so that they can go free. Amen. Praise God. God said, well, that right here, I see in this plan that man ain't going to make it good. They're going to have some difficulties. And Jesus, as He was writing this thing out, as He was making the worlds, He wrote Himself in there. I praise God in that precious red writing. and that precious blood of the Lamb. He put His name down there and He said, right here, Father, He said, I'll go. And He said, I'll be that price of sin. So John looked up, praise God, as he was weeping and lamenting and crying and wailing, tears are flowing, he looked up and there stood Jesus as though He had been slain. Amen, praise God, the scars and the nail holes in His hand, the scars, the wounds all over His body. Amen, and he looked up and he said, that's the Lamb of God. Amen. He said, that's the one, praise God. He said, behold, John said, I see the hope of glory. And the Bible says that that Lamb, the Lamb, your Lamb, come up to God the Father, sitting on the throne of grace and mercy. Amen. And He reached out His hand. Praise God. And the Father laid that scroll in His hand. Amen. That lost inheritance was bought back, praise God. And God Almighty, God in the flesh, took that scroll, that inheritance, yours and mine, that had been rolled up and rolled up and rolled up and sealed up and sealed up and sealed up, and the devil thought for eternity. But God Almighty sent a Lamb and He took that scroll and He broke the seals and He set us free. Amen. Praise God. He was the only one that could open those seals. Amen. Listen, youngins. Praise God. This morning He's the only one that can set us free. Amen. And He set us free by the blood, by the blood, by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. The Lamb that was sacrificed for you and me. Bless His holy name. What a Savior. John said, I looked and beheld. He said, I looked and I saw the Lamb of God take back an inheritance that had been forfeited. Amen. Forfeited. Praise God. It'd been given away. Let go. But I want to say this morning, praise God, we can reach out and we can get hold of the Lord Jesus and we can get back our inheritance. Amen. That has been forfeited by our forefathers. Praise God, we can reach out today and we can take it to ourselves and say, Lord Jesus, here am I. Lord, I want to live for You. I want to serve You. I want the Lamb of God to be a part of my home. Amen. That, Lord, I want to love You. I want to hold You. I want to confess You. I want to know You in that free pardon of sin. I want You to help me. This morning, boy, wouldn't it be a good day? Wouldn't it be a good day, mamas, daddies, mamas, and papas, just to come bow at an old-fashioned altar and invite Jesus back into the house. Take Him back into the house and say, Lord Jesus, I want You to fill her up. I want You to fill it to overflowing. You know what He's doing around here? You know what's been happening around here the last few weeks? Praise God, God Almighty's wanting to open the door. He's wanting to pour His place full. But praise God, we've got to open the door. We've got to invite Him in. You say, my home feels desolate. My home feels empty. Praise God, open the door and bring in the Lamb. Amen. Love on Him. Recognize and realizing the sacrifice He's made for you. Amen. Praise God. He's still that precious Lamb of God. You say, well, preacher, how could you ever love on somebody with all those scars, with all those places on his body, with all those imperfections? I want to say those scars, those imperfections, they're perfect in Him. Amen. Because of that, it makes me want to love Him more. I want Him to be in my house. I want Him to be my Lamb. What about you this morning? As we stand our feet all over the house.